call shifting atmospheres. And I understand that some of you won't have a clue what I'm talking about. And some of you probably know way more than I know about this. But I'm going to talk from about a four-year process coming from someone who never felt anything in the spirit realm to where I am now, learning to come over it and how to not let it affect me, okay? I hope that we can impart to you guys tonight the effectiveness of the ministry. We're going to look at Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. We're going to start and end there. So you might as well just open your Bibles there. The rest of the places I go, I'll just mention some verses, so we'll just basically be there. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the powers, the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day. And having done everything to stand firm, therefore. Having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. I want to start out focusing on verse 12. And I want to kind of set the theme, or if it was going to be a movie, I would say the tone, okay, of what we're doing. Have you ever walked into a room and all of a sudden you're angry about something? Like you're la 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 having a good day, and then you walk in, all of a sudden, I don't know why, but I just want to smack somebody. No, never. Okay, no hands went up on that one. Yeah, someone's like, okay, there we go. No, I didn't. Have you ever this is a really good one. Have you ever gotten lost when you're driving? Both hands go up. Yeah. Well, as you go further and further from your destination, and you start going through some seedy parts of town, have you ever started to feel fear? All of a sudden, the excitement for this adventure you're on, all of a sudden you're like, oh, let's not run out of gas here. Okay. You know, we have a phrase in English that says, I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Have you ever had that? You don't know why you just wake up grumpy in the morning? Those are atmospheres that we're going to talk through. And how many of you don't feel? I mean, you would say ever sense anything. People are telling me what's going on and I don't sense anything. How many of you guys? It's okay, not to be embarrassed. How about this? Hollywood does a great job artificially changing atmospheres. I grew up in the and you know, it was all the scare me movies. This was the Friday the 13th one. Not 12, yeah, I'm telling myself. One, two. Jaws. Do you know, I still, when I go swimming in Shasta Lake, I hear da-na, na-na, na-na. Yeah. You know, but I grew up in the era of just scare me. Just try to scare me. And I would go to a movie and I'd be like, come on, just try to scare me. And then I'd walk out, oh my gosh, he's still alive. I know he's still alive, and it's dark and I have to walk to my car and he's going to get me. See, Hollywood is very good at artificially shifting atmospheres. Do you see that? Aha. Now we have an idea of where we're going with this. I used to laugh at my mom because I was talking to Dan earlier about this, and I said, if I had to think of a sci-fi word for my mom, I would say empath. Like she, you know, like someone walks by and she could feel them. You know, an empath, you know, sci-fi, Star Trek. Come on. Come on. Come on, Trekkies. I'm not that old. There's some Trekkies up here. Okay. And I used to laugh at her because I didn't feel it. No, I didn't feel it at all. Like, no, no, come on, you're not. There's nothing going on. And then something would happen and it would play out what she told me was truth. Well, I've been here for, how long have we been here, hon? 12, 13 years now? Yeah. And I spent the first 2 years on the prayer line, one of the only two people standing on the prayer line. I felt nothing, sensed nothing, heard nothing. First thing I ever heard from the Lord was nice. The second thing I heard wasn't. It was a big swat. Ow. So when I started actually feeling the spirit realm, I didn't know what to do with it. I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm angry. You know, and all of a sudden, I'm just like, like scratch their eyes out. And I'm thinking, I know this can't be hormonal every day. But I had no grid. What do I do with these feelings? What do I do with this? And I went into Danny Silk, and I sat down a couple years ago, and I sat in his chair, and I said, Danny, how do you keep the spirit realm from tossing you to and fro? And he's like, well, you know, you're supposed to be over that, like above that. I said, that sounds scriptural. Now, how do you do it? He said, I don't know.